Good afternoon, listeners. Or should that be viewers?
I think it should be listeners, Nick. I think.
Should it?
Unless you've got a marvellous machine there which transposes our listeners into viewers.
Well, I like to call them viewers.
Even though they're not viewers?
Yeah, I'm thinking ahead, just in case we go to TV.
And why are you thinking of ahead?
Just going ahead.
Not thinking of an arm?
No.
Not thinking of a leg?
Just ahead.
Just ahead.
Just moving things ahead.
What an awful thing that would be. Can you imagine just thinking of ahead? Oh, dear. Mind you, it depends whose head it is, doesn't it?
Do you think?
Yeah, it makes a lot of difference, Nick.
Does it?
You know, for example, if it's Raquel Welsh's head, that wouldn't be too bad.
Raquel Welsh.
You remember Raquel Welsh?
Raquel Welsh, I do.
1 million years BC and all that.
Yeah, she looks about that now, don't she? Yeah, she does, actually.
In her third bikini, I do remember.
So do I.
Yeah, I bet you
do. I do remember that, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, yes.
Seriously.
What, really? Yeah, we're going to be serious.
On a serious note.
Oh, my God. Doesn't sound like that.
Good afternoon, viewers.
Good afternoon, listeners.
He's the clever one.
I am.
Of this duo.
Oh,
along, welcome Nicholas. To another Nick Elliott podcast. And once again, I'm joined by the legend radio presenter that is
Christopher Moore.
Christopher Moore.
Or give me my full name, Christopher Michael Moore.
Right, okay. Christopher Michael Moore.
Or as I was once called, Chrissy Mickey Moo. You like that? Chrissy Mickey Moo?
CMM.
Yeah, CMM.
Yeah.
CMM on the BBC.
Yeah, good initials.
That'd be a good one.
Sounds like a film production company.
It does, doesn't it? CMM on the BBC.
Yeah, a bit like MGM.
Yeah. I could do things with those initials, you know.
Could you?
Well, just think about it. CMM, then anything else after that. CMM on AFM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That? Yeah, you could, yeah.
Good
jingles.
Radio tag there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Definitely.
Instead of that, it's Chris. The Reverend Moore.
Welcome again, young Chris.
Welcome again, young Nick.
Are you well?
Yeah, apart from having put my back out.
Right, what have you done to your back?
I don't know, Nick. I think it was all the tossing and turning I was doing at night. One
really?
Night,
anybody I know?
I set that up for you. That's one of the jokes my brother-in-law and I do, that one. We say about how we're tossing and turning, and then the jokes just flow.
Yeah, 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 of course.
But no,
yeah.
It was nobody
I wouldn't
you
know
knew.
About
it
that.
Was nobody you knew in this case.
No, nobody I knew?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
Might have been Sylvia.
Sylvia?
Yeah. Go on.
I know her mother.
Hey! Or it might have been Jennifer.
Do you know, this is total dog shit, isn't it, really?
I'd rather like that. By the way, why doesn't dog shit go white anymore?
I don't know.
Do you remember those in days gone by?
I blame governments.
Do you?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
We used to have hot summers in those days, which kind of cooked it all up a bit, didn't it?
I don't know, mate. I don't think it was an indication of being cooked.
Oh, wasn't it?
Well, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was just a state of decay, really.
Oh, really? Probably it was a diet issue, do you think?
Might have been.
Dogs are all eating healthily now, aren't
it? Well, it could well be.
You know, yeah. Is that the kind of thing?
But I defy our listeners to go out and find a bit of white dog do.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hobby, isn't it?
It is.
Eh? If you're looking for something to do, people who listen to this rubbish... You could take Chris's advice.
Yeah, take a camera.
Take a camera.
Yeah.
Go out and find a bit of dog crap that's turned white.
That's white, yeah. And then post it and say, here it is.
Post it?
Yeah.
What, to anywhere?
You could post it anywhere. Nick,
to you?
Put it in a package. Mr. Postman will deliver it.
Dear, what subjects do we talk about on this show? Bloody hell, man.
I don't know.
Me.
I don't know.
Anyway,
yeah.
Things. Apart from your back.
Explain what
happened to your back.
We went over this.
Have we been?
I told you, I was tossing and turning.
Oh, of course you were, yes.
You seem to forget I do such things.
Well, I kind of did a swerve on that, really.
When
the word tossing was mentioned,
I thought,
whoa, hang on a minute, this is uncharted waters for me.
But then, you see, that's another joke I'll do in front of my mother. It's highly amusing. Again, with my brother-in-law.
Right.
We do this tossing and turning joke.
Yeah.
Mother just looks at us. You said, oh, I didn't know that you had pain in the night, Chris. You know,
really?
She doesn't get it. Doesn't get it
at all.
So we just run this line of joking, and she just responds innocently, bless you, mother, if you're there.
Bless you, mother.
Yes.
Bless Chris's mum.
Yes. Yeah.
You can't replace your mum.
You cannot. This is
not
true.
Not at all. Anyway, it's December the 11th.
Oh, yes. Do you realise this, 2 weeks' time is Christmas Day?
I know.
Christmas Day afternoon.
I was just going to mention that there is this kind of special gig that goes on the 25th.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. There is, isn't it? It's called Christmas Day.
Is that what it is?
Although you wouldn't always believe it. Because how many cards? I know you don't get many Christmas cards.
No, I've got no friends. I've got no fucking friends, Chris. I haven't.
But of the many cards I received this year, there's hardly any that refer to it being Christmas.
Oh, isn't there?
No, they say season's greetings or holiday greetings. Don't mention the word Christmas.
Really? Is that why they do it?
Oh, yeah.
Holiday greetings.
Holiday greetings.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, really.
Like a fortnight in Lanzarote.
Well, let's face it, Christmas is made up of two words, Christ and Mass. Christ is as in Jesus.
Yeah.
Mass as in birth. Birth of Jesus.
Ah, right.
And that's it.
That's what Mass means,
that's
is
what
it?
Mass means. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Christmas.
Good. Listeners, the amount that you can learn from this guy.
Do educate you.
Listening to a Nick Elliott podcast is just, it's mind-blowing.
Christ Mass. That's why some people, when they spell out the word Christmas, actually put a double S at the end, because they're acknowledging the fact.
Really?
Yeah. I used to do that, but I've got out of the habit now.
Goodness,
I used to write Christmas with a double S.
So the therapy that you had
does work? It does work, Nick.
Oh, that's good.
They called me a very silly Billy.
Did they?
Mm. And then they said, you're not the Messiah, but you're a very naughty boy.
Mm.
And at that point, I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Christmas, I don't know. I like Christmas, let's get it right. I've always enjoyed Christmas.
Yeah, me too, actually.
But I don't like it when it comes about October time, which it does on the TV, doesn't it? You know, getting all these ads.
I mean, bloody hell, I think it does. I mean, everybody talks about this, but it does get earlier every year. I think it's because society in this country is pissed off and they're looking for something to lift spirits. That's what I reckon it is.
Well, it could be. But just you watch, we'll get into the new year, Nick. Then it'll start to be Easter.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
chocolate Easter eggs.
Yeah.
You always get those little, what those little ones called? Little eggs.
Cadbury's.
Cadbury's little mini egg things.
Cadbury's
which I love.
Cream egg.
That's the one. But they'll be in the shops January the 2nd or something.
More than likely. Well, this country does try to rush you through, don't it?
It does.
You know, to the final front door of entering the co-op.
Why don't they just merge into one holiday that lasts for a fortnight?
Well, they might have to give you some time off, which is also something they're quite anti in this country, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Time off's not done. Oh. Well, we're going to do. We're essentially doing a bit of a kind of rebellious Christmas show. We're not going to do the fucking traditional shit, are we?
We're not going to do the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, anything like that.
Really, Carol?
Yeah.
She live local.
She's a good girl.
Yeah?
Yep.
She get around much?
She likes cricket.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice set of bales, yeah?
Yes.
Lovely.
Lovely set of bales. Yeah. Oh, what's that?
Oh, that's actually a message.
Elaine Fox. Happy Wednesday, X. Happy something X.
Sorry, I forgot to turn that bugger off.
That's right. That's quite interesting. Listeners, who is this Elaine?
Oh, dear.
And who is this X, he says, at the end. Oh, dear.
No, moving on. So, I mean, obviously, the obvious question is, I know that you go to your family, don't you, for Christmas?
I do indeed, yes.
Yeah, and you look forward to that every year?
Yes, I do. I only stay for a little while. This is down in Kent. So, nice. I look forward to my drive down the M11.
Right.
I don't look forward to my drive around the M25.
No.
Because it's a horrible road.
Indeed.
I like Christmas Eve, although we don't do much, really.
Right.
Christmas Day is the day we all meet up. We have quite a nice time. But then we go through the, you know, nondescript days that really nothing happens. And I have the added misfortune, my birthday's right slap bang in the middle of it.
Is it really?
Yeah. So my birthday is the 30th.
I didn't know that.
30th of December, yeah. And I've said to my mum on many occasions, Mum, why couldn't you possibly have held out for one more day? Then it would have been New Year's Eve and a party, wouldn't it? Or even better, hold out for two more days and I'd have been a whole year younger.
Or thought about the conception of the whole gig a lot seriously.
Yeah, that's right.
More seriously.
I thought, you know, got the old calendar out and worked it out.
Yeah.
It'd been quite cool. But there it is. So we try to go out for a meal on the 30th.
Yeah.
But have you tried booking a restaurant on the 30th that doesn't shut about 8 o'clock?
Really?
So that they can get ready for New Year's Eve.
Oh, stone me.
Oh, It's a palaver.
New Year's Eve. Don't do that, do you?
No. New Year's Eve doesn't mean a thing to me at all.
Nor me.
No. Just let the thing go by. Neither's New Year's Day, Nick.
No, same here, man.
I just don't see the point of it.
No, I think, to be honest, New Year's Day is probably a good day to kill yourself if you were thinking about doing that.
Well, I must say I've never thought of that, but yeah, I suppose it could be.
It's something to consider.
Something to think about, yeah.
If you were thinking about doing that, New Year's Day might be a good day.
Oh, no. I think you should put a proviso on that, Nick.
Do you think? Why?
Yeah, you're joking, man. You're joking.
Do you think?
Yeah. Nobody wants to take their life.
No.
That's...
But if you are thinking about it,
New Year's Day
would be a good day.
But if you did it the day before, you would die a whole year later, if you think about it.
Technically, you would.
You would,
yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. We've had this debate before, haven't we?
We have.
About if you...
We were being serious.
Yeah, like if you... No, well, I'm not talking about that occasion, that one. I'm talking about when I came up with a hypothetical situation that we were on the international date line in the middle of the sea.
Yeah.
And if half the boat was on one side of the international date line...
Yeah.
And half the boat was on the other side, and you stood astride in the middle of the boat...
Yeah.
What would you be in, the year before or the year after?
Ill, I would think. All that swaying.
Yeah. Well, that's made me think, you know. And then if you stepped from one side to another, you'd be time travelling. You'd be going back 24 hours or forward 24 hours.
Do you know, man, you think deep about some shit, don't you? You really do.
Well, nothing else better to do, well, Nick.
I don't know. There's always tossing and turning.
There is. Yeah, there is. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, which is a hobby. Everyone needs one.
It's a pastime. Not about a hobby. Not something I choose to do. Nick, how about you?
No, normally I don't do a lot of tossing and turning.
No. It's not. It's just not good for you.
I'm just not a kind of tosser and turning bloke.
No. Well, I'm not for turning either.
No.
Nor tossing.
Or tossing.
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Oh, dear. Do you put decorations up, Nick?
A few. Do the tree and that kind of stuff.
Balls?
No need to talk like that. I've come a long way to do this show.
No, I mean balls, you know, things that you put on the tree.
Ah.
That's what I meant.
Right, Christmas balls, you mean?
Yeah,
Christmas balls. Okie-cokie, decorations.
That's the one. Yes.
Yeah, do a bit of that. Do a bit of the tree.
Do a bit of the tree.
But don't do an OTT gig, really.
Paper streamers?
No.
No, I mean not.
No. All that kind of thing was really for my growing up years, really, at home.
Besides which, I don't like all that licking.
Don't you?
No. You know, when you sort of lick.
Are we back on the tossing and turning?
No, we're not.
No?
No, I'm talking about the
paper. We've added licking in.
Yeah, the paper strips. So you used to lick one end of it, make it into a hoop.
That's it.
And then you licked another
paper
bit.
Paper chains, that's what they called them.
Paper woes.
Yeah, fantastic, man.
That was Murray Osmond.
Was it?
Paper woes. She couldn't say the letter R.
No, she couldn't.
Don't know why. But she said
Marie Osmond.
Yeah, Murray Osmond. I used to like her.
Did you really?
Yeah. Marie Osmond,
Mormons, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they were Mormons, but hey. Paper Woses.
Mm.
Do you remember that one?
I do, unfortunately.
Yes, it's a bit of a drag, isn't it? But hey, there we are.
Wouldn't be on my playlist, but...
No. It's funny, though, that you get associations with certain songs and certain people, isn't it? Really.
Well, we were talking about that earlier on, because we've actually brought in the studio today a bit of a light refreshment, haven't we?
We have, yes.
In the form of a cake.
Yes, you regale our listeners about this.
Okay. It's a Eccles cake.
Eccles.
As I like to refer to them as Jennifer.
I like
Eccles cake.
Jennifer Eccles. You should have whistled there.
Should I?
That's it. Jennifer Eccles. Is that it?
No, I don't know. Oh, I can't remember it.
No, the tune's right. You should have just gone like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Like is that what they did on the single?
That's what they do on the single.
I can't remember the single.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I say, when I got here...
Don't miss conversations in media and entertainment to read square emoji.
I'm not saying the thing, anybody. Not saying the thing. Magazine, books, gaming, metaverse, VR, he's getting adverts. Yeah, look. He's got adverts.
Why can't I turn this bugger off?
Hey, we're still online, yeah?
Yeah. Chat away, Chris.
Oh, I'm trying to think what to say.
Why funny about...
You, of course, can be sponsored by Nick Elliott, or indeed, you can sponsor him via the podcast. All inquiries should be made via Chris the Reverend Moore. He would take a 75-cent cut. End of commercial. Right, back to the programme.
We're back. I'm back. I'm back in the room, man. You're back. I'm back here. Yeah. I couldn't put it on silent.
What? Couldn't put what on silent?
The phone.
Oh, the phone.
Yeah.
I thought you meant your voice.
Well, I can put that on silent. Yeah. If voted for.
Yeah. No, you're in the process of describing Jennifer Eccles.
Yeah, the Eccles cakes.
Yeah, yeah. They're nice, aren't they?
With butter,
yeah.
And I thought it's been a long time since we actually had a bit of a desert.
It is, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We've been desert-free for a
long time. We used to do cakes and shit a lot, didn't we?
We did. I can remember you making a theme of it.
I did.
You did a different cake was featured in the title of the show.
That was A Night with Nick Elliott.
That's right.
That's it, and you picked your cake.
I picked your cake.
Along with 10 of your favourite tracks.
That's right. Yeah, they were good shows, weren't
they? They were good.
They were fun.
They're still up on the Nick Elliott podcasts, www.nickelliottpodcast.com. Yeah, you can still listen to them all.
Wow.
Yeah, you still listen to them all.
I think I have to listen to those.
Yeah, I'm looking at doing something similar lines again next year, but it's not finalised at the minute.
No.
But right. I'm kind of toying with the idea because it was a really good gig, that was.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, there we are, reminiscing, Nick. So we're reminiscing. That's something we tend to do at Christmas. Yeah, you look back, don't you? Not that we're not going to take anything away from one of our next shows, which is when we will look back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you tend to look back over the year, don't you?
Yeah, I think you can do. Yeah, you can do.
Count up your Christmas cards.
As it? Well, I don't have any Christmas cards. Yeah, don't shut the fuck up about the Christmas cards. I walks in the studio, he's got about 43,500 Christmas cards on a rope that could hold, you know.
I'm not hanging them, Nick.
It's on a rope. It's not a string, it's a rope, isn't it?
It's a soap on the rope.
A dope on the rope. It is, but listeners, it was a rope.
Don't mention what we smoke round here.
Oh dear, you're leading me astray, Christopher.
I know.
Christopher Michael Moore.
I know.
You're leading me astray.
I mustn't.
But it was a rope. It was. And there's about 43,500 Christmas cards. He's got more friends than,
You can't complete the superlative.
I can't. I'm trying to remember that yo-yo's name, but they're just pulling through the press at the minute.
If you want
the old greengrocer, who is it?
If you want to go for a superlative like that,
yeah,
you should, like I sometimes use it on radio shows. I'll be back with you quicker. Quicker than you can say the quickest word in Quicksville, Quickfordshire. That's the way of doing it, you see.
Right.
It's funny, isn't it?
Or the Professor of Quick Words.
Or you can do that, yeah.
From the college and University of Quickness.
There you are, you're doing it, see? Mm. Just repeat the word that you're thinking
and
of.
That's what?
What?
What did you call it?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I thought it was called something.
Oh, it probably was, Nick. I probably made it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you make it up?
No, it was a proper word.
Of course, I come round here to learn.
I know, but it's escaped me. Oh my goodness, I can't remember it. It'll come back to
Superb.
Superlative.
That's it.
That's the word.
That's the word.
Yes. It's when you try and make something extremely big out of a very insignificant fact.
Really?
Yes.
Are we back to tossing and turning at night?
Yes, we are.
Right,
yes,
making things big.
Yep.
Got it. Please, now we are.
Just when you need a tape measure.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm squinting at this point.
So are you?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing, Nick.
What are you doing, Chris?
You want me to say this?
Yeah, of course.
I'm masticating.
Really?
Mm.
Okay.
On the Eccles bun.
On the Eccles cake. Oh,
yeah.
that's a bit. Whoa.
Yeah, well, I have to.
Isn't it?
You have to do it, Nick. You have to do it.
Goodness me.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you did hear right. I was using a perfectly acceptable word, mastication.
What does that mean?
It's the art of eating.
Right.
Or chewing something.
Okay.
People think you're saying it wrong, but you're not.
Right.
Yeah. It's one of those words in the English language that causes many a titter.
Really?
In teenage schoolboy jokes.
Okie dokie. So are we back on to, loose women kind of living locally?
No, we're on to chewing.
Chewing?
Chewing.
Okay.
Eccles cakes or anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Currants and all
currants.
That.
Currants could be in the past.
Right.
Could be in the future. See what I did there?
Ah, oh, very clever.
Took the word current, Nick, and gave it a different meaning to what you intended.
Chris, these shows, they make my nose bleed.
Do they?
They do. Yeah. It's so educational.
Well, I'm glad I said the
It's
purpose.
A bit like the Open University used to be, but not as early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, and in black and white. And do you remember these guys used to present these? Did you ever watch them? I did. I think I
caught a bit of them. People standing there in really bad jackets with leather elbows.
That's it. And they had a sort of a whiteboard and they were scribbling mathematical symbols all over it.
And strange beards.
The strange beards, yeah. It's awful.
And they always had a strange beard, didn't they?
Oh, God. And that was the women. You'd have seen the blokes.
They weren't any better, were they?
No, they weren't. No, they don't do that anymore. But the Open University still exists.
Does it really?
Yes, it's in Milton Keynes, of all places.
Really?
Mm. There you are. Other universities are available.
You'd expect it to be in Milton Keynes, though, wouldn't
you? Well, you would really, wouldn't you?
You know, there ain't a lot else in Milton Keynes, apart from car companies.
You could also attend the University of the Third Age.
What's that?
That is it's not a university, it's a group, which is national and international, I think, for people over 60 who are retired. They just get together, knitting circles. And
oh, right, yeah.
Poetry
crocheting groups and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, table tennis.
Yeah.
Quite good fun.
Saga holidays.
Don't, Nick.
To fold the blanket that goes over your knees.
Do you know what? I've never worked on that. How to fold that blanket like
no?
that.
No?
No, never.
I think you have to get to a certain age and then you just some kind of, you know, people come in and help you to teach you how to fold the blanket that goes over your knees.
I don't want to be like that, Nick.
Don't you think?
Nah. Is it not my style.
Don't you fancy a wheelchair, you know? A lot easier on the legs.
It is that, yeah. Go out my way. I'm going round the supermarket. Beep, beep. In gear.
Please forgive me, my constant dig at old people.
But that's that Dave Allen sketch, isn't it? Do you remember the Dave Allen sketch? And he was the vicar, and he swears profusely at people, and then he apologises straight after. Bless you, my child, bless you. Beep, beep, beep.
No, I don't remember that one, although I never missed a Dave Allen show, I don't think.
Dear.
It was must-see TV, weren't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. It really was must-see TV.
Oh, dear. Oh, what was it I was watching the other day? Oh, yeah. It's, you know the Monty Python film?
Yeah.
I think it's The Life of Brian. I think it's that one.
Yeah.
And it's got a Roman emperor in there, and he's talking to slaves about his brother.
Right.
And his brother's called Biggus Dickus.
Like weren't they the Carry On film?
I don't know, but this is certainly, I've seen the Monty Python version.
Okay.
And the extras, who were just supposed to stand there and not react to this, you know, they were told, just don't laugh or anything. And so they come into the shot, and it's Palin, and he says, I've got a brother, you hear speaking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got a brother, you know. Do you know what his name is? He's Biggus Dickus. And I think you can see them trying to suppress the laughter. And so he walks around all the slaves, and when he goes off camera, the other slaves start giggling like mad.
Right.
So he comes back to him. He says, my brother, you've got a wife as well. Do you know what her name is? And he starts to screw his face up again. He says, it's Incontina. And they're like... And it gets me every time I watch that. It's so, so funny.
They were good, the Pythons. Oh, they really were.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I took a lot of the Python kind of vibe into Two Go Man in Norfolk.
Yeah.
Great, marvellous, really big influence on my kind of comedy over the years.
Oh, definitely.
Great stuff.
And if I said to you, Snowball, what would you say to that?
Snowball?
Hmm?
No, it doesn't mean anything.
Nothing?
No.
It's a white thing. You make it a snow.
Oh, right, okay. Is that a seasonal joke?
No, it's not a joke, it's a fact.
Is it really?
Yeah, but there's another snowball.
Is that a seasonal fact?
It is, but right. There's another meaning for the word snowball.
Okay.
Do you want to know what it is?
Explain.
It's a drink.
Oh, well, I know about that.
Oh, that's what I meant, because I always associate snowballs with Christmas.
I see.
Advocar.
And lemonade.
Lemonade.
That's it.
And a bit of ice.
Okay.
I used to love that.
Makes a snowbollock.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. But I used to love that at Christmas.
That was nice.
When I was about 4 or 5.
Yeah, Advocar was nice.
I used to love Advocar, you know.
Can you still get that stuff?
You can still buy it, yeah, yeah. This is another in-joke, you know, when I was at university. One of my friends there said at the end of Christmas term, there's a reputation going around that I never put my pocket, my hand into my pocket to pay for anything,
right.
Which I did. Anyway, I can also remember Linda. If you're listening, Linda, marnin.
Who's Linda?
Linda was a friend. Good, still in touch with her. Good friend of mine.
Really?
And she to wind me up, we're in the bar there. Everyone's having sort of a quarter of lemon and lime for a tums.
Yeah.
She says, can I have a snowball, please, Chris? And apparently the blood drained out of my face.
Really? Because that was a little dearer, was it?
I was thinking of the cost.
You know? I see.
But I think I did buy her a snowball.
Did you really?
But all these years on.
Just the
we
one.
We had that little joke.
Still? She's never got over the fact that you used tight as two coats of paint.
That's what they said. Can I have a snowball, please, Chris? Marnin. That is my best imitation. Oh, that's better. Good for that.
No, it's the bloody laugh. When I cough like a git.
But that is my best imitation.
Is it?
It's Alan Brazil. You don't know him. He's a footballer.
Arsenal player.
He's on, he's on TalkSport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And his opening phrase is always, Marnin, listeners. He's got that type of voice.
I got it. I know you like to use that a fair bit, don't you?
I do.
On these shows.
Yeah, so I do use a marnin quite a bit.
I want to know a bit more about Linda. What
Linda?
What was Linda about?
What's she about? Mm. She was a fellow student.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I thought she was a bit of a squeeze from the past.
No, well, not a squeeze. If you're listening, Linda, I'm sorry. No, she was an acquaintance, shall we say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice girls, girl. A lot of nice girls at uni.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, yeah. Many.
Oh, sorry, forgive me. Kind of jumped a step ahead
you
there.
Don't, you don't...
I thought we were back into tossing and turning.
No, most definitely not. That's for Christmas Eve. No!
Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I like her.
He's a lovely girl.
Yeah,
lives local.
Does she?
Yeah.
So rumour has it, isn't it?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Wow.
Still works down the mines.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, someone's got to... There we are. Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm trying
You're
to...
distracting me now.
I'm seeing you. There we are.
Oh, there you go. It's modern technology, folks. It's really good.
Testicle knowledge.
I know what you're doing. You're trying to see the time.
That's
aren't
it. I just wondered how much of this rubbish we'd actually
recorded.
Well,
let's see what the time is now. 27:26 so far. Well, now that's gone to 27:30.
Okay.
It's amazing how time flies.
When you're having fun.
When you're having fun.
So they're saying.
Yeah. So should we conclude this one?
I think so.
So this has been our not the Christmas special show.
It has, presented by
Christopher Michael Moore of this parish.
And Nick Elliott, rock art photographer.
What's your middle name?
Of this parish. What's Raymond.
Of this parish?
Yeah.
Your middle name is of this parish?
Yeah, that's it. Nick of this parish. Elliott.
That's strange, isn't it? Strange. Yeah. Raymond, you said.
Yeah.
Do you have a review bar?
Not that I know of.
That's another Raymond altogether.
Well, for now, anyway.
Yes.
We're going to piss off.
Are we?
And let you get on with your day.
I don't want to go yet. I can't force it out.
But we will be back.
Yes,
we will. For another show that is possibly going to be a lot more sensible.
Oh, I doubt that very
well,
much.
Well, me too.
Not by judging what you wrote about it on your podcast, wherever it was last time round. Your post, I should say.
On Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah. Yeah. Very funny.
That we were recording new shows,
yes.
More bollocks and nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're really bored with your life and you want to get even worse,
and you
listen to one of these shows.
New words.
Oh, totally.
Like what we've done today, we discussed mastication.
Yeah.
What else we discussed? Balls.
Well, we'll do that later on.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
All sorts of things you learn.
If you want to.
Mm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are we back to tossing and turning at night?
Tossing and turning at night, yeah.
Okay.
All that sort of stuff.
Right, we'll move on then.
Let's move on, Nick.
For now, that's it. Thank you. You've been a great audience.
How do you know they have?
I'm sure if I had got a clue, they would have been a great audience.
I'm sure they would. I concur thoroughly, sir. And I agree.
For now, I'm going to say cheerio.
Go on, then.
I've been Nick Elliott.
And I've been Chris Moore.
And thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.